in the lobby of WAG Hotels. I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to another episode of Good Dog. We're not talking about a hotel where people can come and stay and bring their dog. This is, in fact, a hotel for dogs. And I'm here with the general manager of the San Francisco WAG Hotel, Brian Rios. Welcome, Brian.
Welcome. Thanks.
So I'm looking around, and I'm seeing, at least up front, what looks like a very, very high-end pet store with supplies and little bathrobes for dogs that say WAG Hotel and special double-sided toothbrushes and an array of beds that it's really quite shocking. One that's cowhide, natural cowhide, another that's made with fine imported wood. Tell me about all of this.
Well, we have an 1,800-square-foot retail space in our lobby here at WAG Hotels. And we have everything from Juicy Couture to very nice bags to WAG shirts for babies all the way on up, including some treats and just a lot of fun stuff that you can either play with your dog or with your cat. So toys and bath products as well.
And to check into the hotel, you must first come here.
You do. So first is walking right into the store and then going right up to our registration desk, and where you'll meet one of our loving pet staffs that love to just cater to our dogs and our cats. So they'll check in, we'll get information, feeding, medications, and just ensure that we know all that we can know possibly about our guests here at WAG.
All right, I'm looking out across now, tall glass windows, and on the other side we have 10 small dogs.
Yes, what you're seeing is our playgroup. So we team up all of our guests in different playgroups. So we have our small active guests, and we have our larger active guests, and our large not as active guests. And you'll see them all come down here, and they'll play and socialize, sniff a little bit, and just have a great time together.
They're all looking pretty happy right now.
They love this time. They get to meet everybody, and our staff is always with them, just making sure the play stays friendly. And that it's all well received.
Everybody's sniffing each other, running around in circles, doing what little dogs do, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's great to see.
All right.
It's what I call television, almost.
We
sit and
watch.
You need TV when you can have live. You can have a live sitcom right in front of you.
Yeah, right. Do you have fish bowls for the cats?
Well, we do. We have a very large 150-gallon fish tank that our cats can see, so it provides them some entertainment as well.
Maybe a little frustration mixed in with it. So what is the concept behind WAG Hotels?
Well, WAG Hotels is a hotel exclusively for dogs and cats. It's a place where, you know, we want to, and our ideal is to be able to revolutionize the way in which kennels are perceived, the stigma behind them. We built this facility, spent about $4 million around the idea of providing a safe and secure environment for all of our guests.
Very, very posh, I must say. Now, what are we looking at now? These are the lower key dogs?
No, these are our daycare dogs. So these guys come in Monday through Friday, 7 to 7 p.m., and they get to be out in the open all day long with one of our staff members and just playing and socializing. And these are what we call our reoccurring guests here. So
a daycare, what does a daycare dog pay per day? Or what does one pay for a day?
Well, we have special packages, but the daily, if it were just to come for one day, is $40. And then we have special packages, so if you buy a large number, then the pricing goes down as well.
And what about for your overnight guests?
For our overnight guests, we start also at $40 for our small rooms, and it goes up to $85, and we'll be able to hear and talk about some of our different style of rooms, including our suites that have all the fine accoutrements of any hotel.
Get out. Let's go see.
And then right here to the right is actually our salon. So our salon right now, we provide, you know, grooming, blueberry facials, massages.
You're serious, right? I'm
Absolutely.
Looking at this, a blueberry facial scrub.
Absolutely. It's great for those bulldogs when you want to get within those crevices too. It'll really soften up the front, make them really smell good. So when they're giving all their great kisses from missing you, you'll be able to smell good as well.
You have a pedicure for $15.
Yes, we do. We have our pedicure, which includes polish. Should someone decide that that is part of it as well. So we also do bathing and breed-specific grooming, and we use our WAG salon products throughout the process.
Fabulous. You have great photographs on the walls everywhere of beautiful dogs. Yeah. And I'm partial, of course, to dogs. I don't even want to hear about the cats. What group is this?
These are more of our daycare. These are our larger guys.
Oh, these are the Rottweilers and the Labs. And, oh, look at all the happy faces. There's a Labradoodle over there.
Yeah, and you'll see the beds in the back so they can relax throughout the day, have a great time enjoying it.
I think I want to work here. You know, doing podcasts about dogs is great, but I only get to see Lulu all day long. I don't get to see this wide range.
Yeah, no, we get to see everything. We have so many different guests of different styles here at WAGHOTELS. It's just a lot of fun. Every day is a new learning experience.
And are the people that utilize your services generally people that work and that just don't get enough time to spend with their dogs?
Especially for our daycare. Our daycare and our day stay programs, which is pretty much you get to enjoy our facilities throughout the day. And then our overnight, obviously, is for those guests that are staying with us. You know, we have some guests that stay with us for a couple of weeks while on vacation. So what you're seeing here is one of our luxury suites.
You're not kidding. I'm looking at a suite, I guess, where there are two dogs lying around, as dogs do, but they're watching television of dogs.
They are. We have a little movie right now. I think it's Homeward Bound, so our guests love to see, you know, other guests in the natural environment, just kind of seeing them throughout. And then also in our luxury suites are our WAG cams. So you, wherever you're traveling around, wherever you're at in the world, just go right on the internet. We give you a link and you can actually see him or her just relaxing in their day, you know, making sure that they're okay, and just gives a nice little peace of mind as well.
So you have a camera on each dog?
Exactly. That's there's a camera for each guest back here.
Everyone looks awfully happy.
You know, we'll have some that are just, you know, that are a little more excited, get really aroused in the environment. You know, you can hear some once in a while that, you know, having a great time and just checking things out and, you know, barking and nod and everything.
Well, a bark doesn't necessarily mean that someone is unhappy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So these are the smaller suites for smaller dogs?
These are smaller ones, exactly. So you'll see
What's
Joy
wrong?
There. And this is Oliver, and Oliver has been with us several times, spent probably about 2 months already with us, probably since we've opened. So
as GM, you make it a point to know your guests,
I try to know each one personally as much as possible. We have over 240 rooms on the facility, so sometimes it prevents a challenge, but we also have some guests that are several-time repeat guests with us that we just love, and sometimes when you see the faces, you just can't help but resist but to go up and play with them for a little while.
I would think so. So how do you come from the hotel industry?
I come from a hotel background. I was the hotel manager at a facility in the Napa Valley called Villaggio Inn and Spa.
This is a far cry from that.
A little bit, but a lot similar. I mean, we had a kitchen that looks just like this. We just walked into our kitchen, and it's all stainless steel grade, so very cleanable. Everything here is about sanitation. So you'll see we have epoxy floors throughout the entire facility, which prevented any sort of bacteria growth underneath, or this helps in the prevention of the smell and overall bacteria.
Every dog has his or her own food?
Well, we give everybody an option. So our clients can bring in our guests' food that they have, especially if they're on a specialized diet. And so we maintain that over here. And then we also have Iams and Nutro that we do as a complimentary, you know, so that you can have food as well. And it's all inclusive with the room price. And then we also have refrigeration. So if we have any medications that need to be refrigerated, or if they're on a, you know, some are on a raw food diet, or even some that like to have a little more human food that they bring them in, we can also maintain that here as well.
Is there a minimum length of stay, or for that matter, a maximum length?
We don't. At this point, we usually after 30 days, we kind of want to know a little bit of information. Why is it going to be here that long? A minimum wise, no, we're happy to have anyone just for the day staying over. We encourage anyone to bring them over for a day or so, just so they can get used to the environment as well. Let them know that it's not the vet. And, you know, the tough part is when you bring someone to a new facility, they hear other animals, they're thinking they're almost going to the vet and they get a little scared. So what we're seeing now, these are our small rooms here. They're a 4x8 room, has a little connecting door in between so that they have a brother or sister. they can actually come by and to stay and be separated during feedings. And you'll see all of our rooms have individualized drainage systems to them, so everything facilitates in really cleaning our rooms quickly.
Now, where do they pee and poop?
Well, they can do that in the we encourage it in the play area. So once one starts, they all kind of understand. That's why there's the green color in there. They can also do it in their rooms should they decide, you know, and eliminate in there as well.
But they don't actually go outside.
We do have our business walks and our evening strolls, and we have a rooftop garden for that specifically, but not out in the and out into the city.
So they get the sense though that they can pee inside when the other dogs do?
Yeah, exactly.
So how do they not take that home with them and then think they can pee inside, you know, your house?
Sure. Well, pretty much when they get into our facility, they understand the location of where it is. So they'll understand that this is the place where they start to do that. And that they'll see one guy do it, and then they all start to do it. And we really don't get a lot of feedback that continues to be a behavior at home, just because we're such a specific environment with the floors and with the colors and with the style of the facility that it doesn't really carry over to that location.
I see. So do most of your guests end up using these smaller rooms, or
well,
is it
these
really
are
clear?
Larger rooms, yeah. Probably most of your most these are more standard rooms. So you'll see this is a large, it's a 4x12 room. And then this is a medium-sized room, which is a 4x6.
I'm sorry. I'm getting caught up getting kissed through the side of this door over here, which I guess is an inevitable part of the business,
right?
It
is part of it. It's part of the best part of it all.
So I understand you actually have a swimming pool.
We do. We do have a swimming pool.
Oh, here's play area. We're going to go into the play area
first?
Yeah, we're
going to go into the play area. And in the play area is our swimming pool. So you'll see just right here, since we're in the middle of our playtime right now, but you'll also see our swimming pool. So a little later on today, we will do a little more play group. We've done one already, and some of our guests just absolutely love it. We had a new fee that we actually left the door open for a minute, and he literally just sat himself down on the door and was like, I want to come swim now. But he was going to play group. He'll be in here a little bit later, but it was just funny. Some of our guests love it. It's not for every guest, but, you know.
So they try it? They see if they like it?
Exactly. We can try it for those that wanted to get it off of our a la carte menu.
Oh, it's an additional
service.
It
is additional
service. Sure, because then you have to clean them up and dry them and all that.
And then you'll see this is our play group that we saw from the outside.
That's
everyone's
fabulous.
Sort of gone to the, you know, done their eliminations, and now they get to socialize a little bit more. And
they are pack animals, aren't they?
They definitely are.
That
this is
the
definitely
point.
A pack experience here.
So for a 1 week stay, for mm-hmm. instance, for a small dog.
Sure.
Smallest room,
uh-huh.
No swimming.
Sure.
What are we talking
it's
about?
It's $40 a day, so 1 week, meaning 7 days, it'd be $280.
Gotcha. Okay. And is this the first WAG hotel?
It is not. We also have one. Our first one was in Sacramento, and that was built about 2 years ago. And then we are also opening one in Sunnyvale and Oakland, hopefully by the end of the year to the beginning of next year.
And plans to expand to other parts of the state and the country?
Plans to expand everywhere. It's really a company that we would like to take national in a lot of ways. We really want to try to provide a service that we think is missing out there, providing a safe and secure environment where clients can go away and kind of be rested and just know that their dogs and cats, which are part of their family, are well taken care of. This is our second floor here. You know, very similar to our downstairs floor, room size and everything. Has a little more natural light to it. So some of our clients prefer that for our guests. So we're able to accommodate that as well.
So you distinguish between clients, those are the people, and the guests, those are the dogs. Oh, who's this?
This is Bella.
A classic. An absolute classic face. What is she, a bulldog of
yeah.
some sort? Fabulous. And would you say that all of this is really a reflection of the changing position of our pets, our dogs in particular, in our families and in our lives? And
I think a lot of that. But also just, you know, sometimes when you go to a kennel facility, whether it's the smell or the look, it's something different. I mean, it's almost a basic service. Some of our additional services are for those that want to provide a little extra. So we are able to do that. But our basic service is, you know, is really for anybody. You know, it's a matter of, you know, being a part of the family. I mean, no matter where you're at, most dogs and cats are part of the family.
Brian, I want to thank you so much for this tour today, and I want to wish you the best of luck with Wag Hotels.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to welcome you and show you around.